From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
How big are those numbers on the Dow?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we wanted certainty, didn't we? To a pretty large degree, we got that. I mean, clear victory, popular vote going to Trump, the Senate going to Trump. I don't think the House is completely sort of clear yet, is it? But let's call it a very clear and definitive reaction in financial markets. So the Trump trades are very much in play. So what have we got? Well, here's in a nutshell, Mike. This is the water cooler summary. US share markets are higher. US interest rates are higher. The US dollar is stronger. And global share markets are kind of mixed. I'm looking at Europe. There's no green numbers there. They're all in the red. So the Europeans are a bit down on it. And the Asian markets are quite mixed. But Hong Kong, China, they're down. Now, this Dow Jones, it's up 1,350 points. That's a 3.19% gain. So that's pretty massive. It's going to be one of the larger point moves we've ever seen. It's clearly very positive. The NASDAQ up 2.4%, the S&P 500 up 2%. It's sort of illustrative to look a little deeper. Things like the banks, the industrials, small cap firms, all lifting promises of deregulation, tax cuts. As you've just said, though, some industries aren't going to get the sort of, I suppose, the regulatory support that they have had previously. Electric vehicle companies, clean energy, they're not going so well. There's an index, Mike, called the Russell 2000. It's a small company index. It's up 4.5%. Because it's seen as being very positive for those small businesses. I look at some companies, Goldman Sachs, the banks. Goldman Sachs share price is up 12.5%. I mean, that's crazy. JP Morgan up 10%. Caterpillar up 8%. And of course, you've just mentioned Trump's ally and cheerleader Elon Musk. He's happy because Tesla share price is up 13%. And Trump Media, if you want to look at something crazy, go and look at Trump Media. Now, I look at other asset classes, Mike. US Treasury yields, they've spiked higher. Trump's being seen as pro-growth, potentially inflationary. So the US 10-year yield, it's leapt almost 20 basis points. So I remind you, back in September, that was at 3.6. It's now at 4.45. So seismic shift there. Fed interest rate decision coming up before the end of the week, still looking like a 25 basis point cut. But I think what you've got now is heightened uncertainty about the trajectory of interest rate cuts. Strong US dollar, that means slightly weaker New Zealand dollar. It fell to the low 59s overnight, now sitting at 59.43. We need a few days to see how these currencies settle because very heavy trading overnight, lots of volatility. Bitcoin surged. How will it affect our markets this morning? Well, the local share market's going to have to decide over time what is the stronger force, the tailwind from the surge in offshore markets, from US markets, or potential headwinds for the New Zealand economy. It's going to put short-term pressure or upward pressure on our interest rates. So those longer-term rates, they already started moving yesterday. We'll have to revisit the markets again tomorrow morning, Mike, just to see, let the volatility subside and understand, you know, where the long-term trends are going to go from here.
Fascinating, though. Nicola Willis with us after 7 o'clock. That job number better than expected. So signs of life.
Although it's interesting. Yeah, this is the unemployment rate, 4.6%. 4.8 was what was expected. On the face of it, a bit of a positive surprise. You've got to look at the detail, though. I mean, the RBNZ was expecting 5%, so 4.6% unemployment seems like a great outcome. Look through the numbers, though. The labour market is still softening. Employment, the flip side of unemployment. Employment actually fell, which seems incongruous, doesn't it? What's happening here? The key to unlocking that puzzle is the participation rate, Mike. The participation rate fell from 71.7% to 71.2%. What that means, less work, you know, less people participating in the workforce. And you've got, this is what's called the discouraged worker effect, where people just give up. Wages, it's a bit of a mixed bag there, but it was lower than the RBNZ forecast year on year, up 3.3%. The one thing I want to highlight, Mike, in these numbers, I was just looking through the numbers yesterday, the youth unemployment rate, 15 to 19-year-olds, 20.3%. 20 to 24-year-olds, 8.3%. And I look at that and I worry because, you know, we've seen this, we've seen the evidence recently. Once people go onto benefits, there's always the potential they stay there a long time. So what you don't want is these youths getting, you know, stuck in that space. What does it mean for the RBNZ? I think this probably backs a 50 basis point move, not a 75 basis point move. But what a night, Mike. What a day. What
it's
a night.
Incredible. It really was incredible. There's something magical about America. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones, as I said, is up 1,321 points, 3.13%. The S&P 500 up 2.09%. 5903 is the mark there. The Nasdaq, 18,879. That is up 2.39%. The FTSE 100 lost 6.8166. The Nikkei, they loved it, up 1,000 points, 39480. The Shanghai Composite was barely moved, but down small. I do note that Hang Seng, the Hong Kong market, down over 2%. The Aussies yesterday, they gained 0.838199. On the NZX 50, we were down 9 points, 12,649. Fascinating to see what happens today there. Kiwi dollar, 0.5944 against the US, so it's lower. 0.9043 against the Aussie, 0.5539 euro, 0.4612 pounds, 91.85 Japanese yen. Gold has fallen quite a bit. $2,666. It's down 75 points. And Brent crude, $75.16. Again, we need some time to see where that oil price settles.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.